Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
NAPLAN is on today. More than a million students in years 3, 5, 7 and 9 sitting the exam. So the year 3 kids, what, they're 7 or 8? 8-year-olds.
No, many of them have been up drinking coffee and eating no-dos all night,
suggestions, cramming. No, but there are suggestions kids are very stressed about these exams. Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg's an adolescent psychologist. He's on the line with us now. Dr. Carr-Gregg, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What do you think about this NAPLAN and kids? I mean, should kids be being prepared at that age for these sorts of exams?
No, of course not. Originally, the idea was to try and get some sort of standard around numeracy and literacy, but it's changed. It doesn't measure the stuff that's important, like school climate and social-emotional competency, the skills that kids are going to need for life, number one. Number two, what happens is the schools actually teach to it now. They teach to the curriculum, so they prepare them for it, which is anxiety-provoking. And some kids are, trust me, sent home or asked not to attend because they don't want to bring the school's overall school to...
We've heard, yeah, there's plenty of evidence of that over the years, that anecdotal evidence, and it's more than anecdotal because people have actually admitted to it now, haven't they?
They have. And so I don't think it's a good idea. I think it causes unnecessary stress for very young children, and it should be, in my view, got rid of.
So what do? We get rid of it and we just don't have any benchmarks anymore?
No, you can have benchmarks, but you don't have them done that way. I think you can do them individually within schools. I don't think you have to have this national thing. I find very few primary school teachers like this idea. It's just creating an unnecessary amount of stress for very, very young children.
Isn't the issue we should be talking about here are pushy parents? I mean, if kids are getting stressed about these NAPLAN results and tests and they're only in years 3, 5 and 7, then surely it's a sad reflection on their parents that they're being built up for these tests.
Well, it is, but of course the schools buy into it as well. I don't mind kids in year 7 and maybe even kids in year 5 having some type of test. I just think in grade 3 it's way too young. It's very difficult to be a young person in 2015 anyway. They've got so many stressors. Why add another one?